I personally found it was just too mild. Like, it doesn't get you where you want to go.
Yeah, so yeah. That might be like why you, like, I prefer it.
You getting know? A slight yeah. tickle on the balls, and you're just like, come on. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, tickling's see, fun, but...
Chris, you're probably on, like, a petting the horse level. Tristan wants to get, like, bucked by the horse.
He wants to be the horse.
He wants the horse to rear up and kick him 6 feet.
We're
going to
do
back.
The Avatar thing where we mount together.
Our tails will connect.
Okay, I guess we should actually start this episode.
Yeah.
Before we get too squirrely.
High Mystery.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to
High Mystery.
I made them all do it with me, and I didn't know if they would, and they did, and I loved it.
You do the hands. People will respond. That's how Moses yeah. split the sea.
Throw his eyebrows up and stare deeply at me, and I know something's happening.
This is the podcast where we smoke weed, talk about mysteries. Guess what? Today's no different. I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Robert.
I'm Chris.
Today we are going to be smoking a joint that I rolled. I rolled it in my... I never knew if it was J-O-B, cigarette paper.
Or Job.
Or Job. Or Job. Sure, like, I don't know. But, you know, they're like one of the most generic, like, cigarette papers you can get. But I bought this little roller back in college. It's been serving me for 10 years now.
For the people who just want to bust them out quick.
Yeah, and they're, you know, they look more like a cigarette. You know, they're even across. I roll pretty pregnant joints when I roll joints. I'm much better at rolling blunts. So the little roller is perfect for me. But it's a rice paper on the outside, and then it's got birthday cake and chocolato inside. That's a hybrid and the sativa together. So,
nice.
Yeah.
All right. Not wedding cake this time?
I realized, you know, I have the same jar, but I realized it was birthday cake, not wedding cake.
It's a fine specimen there, Colin.
Sure. Yeah. It's a joint. I always prefer a blunt, to be totally honest.
Well, don't worry. I got you covered with that.
That's so nice of you.
I know. I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy who packed a King Palm with J1.
Nice. Oh, J1.
J. That's numero
one. A really nice sativa, and you can really smell that sucker out of the jar.
Yeah. I have had some newbies get a little too high off of it before, though.
Sure. It's interesting, like, how different things can be just from one sativa to another. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like, talk to me about how, like, weed strain variation is like, oh, that's bullshit. They just name that shit whatever. And it's like, no, it actually, like, matters. You can get, even from sativa to sativa, there's some sativas that are super speedy, and there's some sativas that throw you, like, way into your head. There's some sativas that just get you, like, peppy and mellow you out.
Right,
I don't know.
Super creative or, like, wanting sure. to go adventure.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. It's just know your strains, and it does matter. It really does matter. If you're, like, smoking and getting too much anxiety, try a different strain.
Yeah, mix it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoked one time with a friend of mine, an aficionado named Max in Seattle, and I just felt so calm and clear. I mean, I was super, super stoned, but I just, like, had this kind of just peace about me, but I was just, it was this euphoric sobriety at the same time, just my thought process. I mean, can you speak to that? Do you have any idea what that might have been? He mentioned the same thing. He's like, I just feel so calm and clear.
I mean,
like, it was bizarre.
The best thing in that situation is to find out, like, A, the strain, for sure. And then if you hopefully have a reliable strain, you know, like if somebody tells you it's a Blue Dream, it's probably a Blue Dream.
Right. That's a pretty common strain and easily, you know, verified. Like there's definitely qualities. Yeah. Dream, yeah.
The next level, which is like absurd to think that you're going to find from just like your friend's weed. But the next level is to actually find out the farm that it came from.
Mm.
Because if you can go that far, the farms are usually super reliable. They don't just, like, throw a name on something when they get it out the door. You know what I mean? Like, they actually buy Blue Dream seeds and grow Blue Dream, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But all this is just to get us going into our mystery. We're talking a little bit more about weed than normal, but I like it because I have an extra short mystery today. Sure. The mystery of scrats.
Scrats.
Scrats. That's S-Q-R-A-T-S. And I'm going to light this joint.
Yeah. I believe that there's probably at least one kid in one high school whose nickname is Scratz.
What are you up to today, Scratz? We're all going to Scratz's place after we fucking blow up the PlayStation. Let's get Scratty.
Scratz in the house?
Didn't she date Scratz?
It's bad because it could also be like an STI.
Yeah. Oh shit, I got Scratz again.
Do you guys have any other guesses at what Scratz might be? Because this is thoroughly entertaining for me.
Scratz, it sounds like a board game or like shuffleboard or something. Right? Like that,
you
know? Like,
you guys, you feeling bored tonight?
Yeah, there's nothing going on.
Well, I got Scratz.
Scratz! Scratz in a bomb.
That's our next shirt. I got Scratz.
It sounds like maybe like a really complicated test that you take for med school or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gotta take the Scratz, man.
Scratz test. Scratz are coming up, so I gotta really study hard. In fact, Scratz are a mythical creature that has been popping up in the boroughs of Manhattan.
Oh.
Now, just for a little context, Manhattan has approximately 70 million rats.
Mm.
And quite a few squirrels as well.
Okay, I see where this is going. So, I know how word mashups happen.
The mystery is, do Scratz properly exist? The merging of a rat and a squirrel.
I mean, it goes back to that like South Park episode with the elephant and the pig. Like, are they close enough genetically for it to be even possible?
The Simpsons did it.
Haven't you heard that Loverboy song? Pig and elephant DNA just won't splice. It is kind of like that, but there are sightings all the time. People actually put up videos of what they think are Scratz. You can go on YouTube and like look at little things of Scratz. And if you're in Brooklyn or whatever, people will say, yes, Scratz definitely exist. They're definitely there.
What part is squirrel and what part is rat? Because I could see if a squirrel had been like semi run over and its tail had been like all the fur ripped off, it would look very rat like.
It's a lot more squirrel or than rat, attacked. Where it's like a squirt moment.
A squirt? Whoa. That's like a turtle and a squirrel, right? A squirt.
A squirtle.
It's a different show, is what that is.
Squirts walking all around Manhattan.
70 million squirts.
I'm just saying a lot more squirrel than rat.
Well, when you see them, they're usually described as having the long back feet of a squirrel, but having the opposable hands that you see of a rat, and having a rat-like tail. And then they have, like, the bulbous head of a squirrel and, like, lots of fur on their head, but then they have more of a pointed snout like a rat would have. They're not considered a beautiful creature.
I mean, I have this squirrel that pretty much lives outside of my apartment, and I watch him a lot because, you know,
he's your neighbor nature. Squirrel.
He's cool. And his hands are pretty, like, opposable. Like, I see him hanging out with them nuts and munching on them and stuff and rotating them around. And
sure, and I think the big distinction here with the scrat and like rats is there is not fur on rat hands, if or what have you, but there's darker, like little bits of fur on squirrel hands.
I have a feeling that maybe it's just a bunch of high anxiety squirrels that are
gnawing off their fur.
Exactly, on their tail and hands.
Yeah, and like all DNA, you know, evidence would support it, just like the Loverboy song, you know, pig and elephant DNA won't slice. You know, a lot of people point to like ligers and like Tigons, you know.
Donkeys.
Not donkeys, or mules. But mules. Yeah, there you go.
That's
horse and a donkey blended to make a mule. I'm with you. Yeah. And some people even say that there are reports of like mules having offspring, even though they're supposed to be sterile. So, but I mean, you know.
Nature will find a way. Nature will find a way.
There we go. It finds a way.
It's true. Goldblum said it, so you know it's true. Mm. I trust that man with my life for no good goddamn reason.
Goldblum for president?
I'd vote for him.
Yeah. You heard it here first.
He's so charismatic.
Guys. Prediction.
Can you imagine the addresses to the nation that Goldblum would have? Listen, listen.
I don't know
what the big deal is, everyone.
The economy, like, I mean, it's growing, but it's also sinking. Just
gun control,
what is
huh?
a sink? Everything but the kitchen sink. Water down the drain. That's where our economy's going.
Most presidents look at worse after 4 years, but me. And then he bats his eyelashes.
Apartments.com.
Anyway, Goldblum 2020.
Yeah, it would be great if you guys can just write in Goldblum.
I feel like you can.
Don't,
there's a spot yeah, there yeah, for
don't absolutely. Say Jeff Goldblum. Just put in Goldblum.
But anyway, to go back to what I was talking about ligers and Tygons, the big distinction there is that they have the same, I can't remember exactly how it works. Like they're in the same family, but they don't have the same genus, I believe. You know, and that's important in, like, tigers and lions. They have the same genus but different class. So they're, like, both, like,
it's like a dog and a wolf.
Sure. Yeah. Like, they both have the canis mm-hmm. before the whatever, familiaris or whatever it is. I don't actually know the Latin.
Yeah.
That's not true of squirrels and rats.
Mm.
So, like, technically it's genetically impossible mm-hmm. or, you know, improbable.
Right.
But people insist that they exist in New York City, and it's like a little kind of like mascot for some people up there and stuff
nice.
Like that.
I love how they've like taken it. Like,
yeah, yes. exactly. Yeah.
Well, people say the chupacabra exists in Mexico, so
exactly.
Why are you rolling your eyes, bro?
Yeah. I mean,
because I'm Mexican.
It would be weird if the chupacabra lived in Manhattan. But.
No, that's a good movie,
well,
right
I
there.
I also feel like there's
chupacabra
a...
in Manhattan.
Just trying to find love.
Chupacabra lost in New York.
Fresh off the bus. One suitcase.
Looking to start a new life.
He's eating scraps to stay alive.
Chupacabra 3, meet the clumps. Just really fat chupacabras around the
chupacabra
table.
Saves Christmas.
Jokes. Just 20 goats around the table for the chupacabras. But yeah, that's basically all that mystery is just, you know, there's those people say they exist and...
So there's images and video online of just different
yep.
scrats?
Yep. And you can, like, pull them up, and they're mostly disgusting looking. Like, they mostly do not look appealing. And even, like, some of my friends who have moved up there have insisted, you know, like, scrats are a real thing. Have you heard of scrats? There's so many rats and squirrels, they're mating. And, like, I don't know. It's a thing, I guess.
What you need to do is be more vigilant. And go and try to catch them in the act of fucking. What? If you can see them yeah. doing it, there's your evidence.
If you give me a video of a rat doing a squirrel, it won't matter if they have progeny.
Right.
I don't care if they have kids. Just if they're doing it, I'll be like, okay, I'm sold.
Scrats. That's how scrats are made.
Sorry, Paul. It doesn't look good. I got the scrats.
I'm riddled with scrats.
Doctors say they can't do nothing.
Well, I was looking for YouTube scrats, but I found something way better, which is basically tons of girls doing squats. We can watch that.
Chris, don't load up my internet with some weird stuff. I'm just going to have weird YouTube suggestions now.
I was actually thinking that when I opened your browser, I was like, oh, no, I did it now.
Who knows what could be on here? No, Rob's pious. He doesn't look at pornography.
Oh, I recall that.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
Yeah.
Is it because you're, like, full of Catholic guilt or...
From all my relatives.
What do you think about scrats? Have you seen a scrat? Are you certain that they exist? Do you have a pet scrat? Could we meet him? What's his name? Is it Jeremy?
Can I backtrack for a second?
Tony.
Yeah.
So, like, do you just use your imagination?
You're stuck on Rob. Stuck on Rob.
Or it's like a Victoria's Secret model catalog.
400 listeners right now.
I mean...
Yeah, you got to use your imagination, okay. You know?
I mean, that's what I did.
Draw from experience.
That's what I used to do, like, in my bed when I was, like,
before 14. The internet happened?
I mean, the internet was there, but we had a family computer, so it wasn't, like, the easiest, you know? So.
Oh, I've definitely been caught on the family computer.
Yeah.
Who Not has? On it, but they've definitely seen my search.
I was that kid with the stack of Playboys.
Okay.
Like, you know, the father betrothed upon you.
Mm. Oh, okay. It was like, son, you're old enough now. Yes. You should be using this stack of Playboys.
LimeWire.
LimeWire.
Yeah, that was kind of my indoctrination, and even AOL online.
Dude, it was really weird.
Stick figure drawings, you know.
In college, we had LimeWire, like you're talking about, and when we were all on, like, one network, I guess. So when you open your LimeWire library, there was, like, a shared library, and you could see everything that everybody in the building had. It was just like, wow, who's looking at this, that, and the other?
I mean, I remember when the internet first happened, and it was like you would just Google stuff just because. Like, you know, like you could type anything in there and see it. I've seen some crazy shit on the internet just like out of morbid curiosity.
Yeah, and just like
the BMA Pain Olympics. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that, but like dudes be taking hatchets to their wieners and stuff.
Oh.
Like literally cutting open a nut and like pulling it out. Like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've seen some weird stuff on the internet, but that's mainly when I was just a teenager in my early 20s, just like looking at like whatever I can find, you know?
Sure.
If I wanted to see somebody jumping off of the Niagara Falls, I could have seen it.
Yeah, I never watched that stuff intentionally, but, like, I had a lot of friends who did that stuff just to, like, I don't know. I have a friend who would probably say it was to, like, face the edge of whatever fear and reality. But
you're just like, yeah, there's no way this person is doing
that. Or sometimes it becomes just this huge thing that everybody's talking about, like a two girls, one cup scenario.
Sure.
Where you've got to see what everybody's talking about. Mm-hmm. And then you're...
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
You're like, why? Why did I fall into that trap?
You hear this weird news report and you're like, no. A monkey ripped off a woman's face? I got to see this.
I am not in the camp of I got to see this. I am in the camp of I read about it. My imagination can do the job plenty. I don't need the reality as much. But usually what happened for me when I saw really messed up stuff was like LimeWire, Kazaa. I would be downloading a video. And then like somebody would put, you know, it'd be the most normal thing, like super hot blonde gets, you know, fucked or whatever. And then, like that's pretty normal porn to me.
Spoiler
and then
alert.
You open it and it's like, I don't know, bestiality or like something horrible, like, I don't know, torture porn or something.
Yeah.
Anything violent, I'm immediately out. Anything like disrespectful, I'm immediately out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Porn's gross, but I'm addicted to it.
I mean, that's another thing is that there can be a very real addiction to porn, and that's why I would want to shy away from that. That's why I'm like not a heavy drinker, and I really am pretty, you know, safe when it comes to drugs and stuff like that. I haven't really, I'm pretty tame. I haven't done much.
Yeah.
So
I guess we're going to have to put in the description of this episode, the gang talks about scrats and Rob's sexuality.
That's good. That's a mystery.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in the end, I've got final edit. This could all go.
So all that's why he took over.
It's a 10-minute second.
I mean, it's probably better to be, you know, you won't end up with scrats.
So are you saying you have an addictive personality and you recognize
no,
that?
No, I think I'm quite the opposite, but I'm from an addictive personality family.
Okay, so it's a slide. It's a slippery slope for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. Just trying to be adult about it. That makes sense, though. Yeah. I don't watch porn at all anymore. Barely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm left to my own devices. I just pray that I wake up with, a stirring, flashing image in my brain or some wet dream.
Yeah, some carryover from the dream.
Slides into my reality that morning. And
if it doesn't and you wake up with like morning wood, you're just shit out of luck walking around knocking shit over with your boner.
I think it's
make
funny.
It look like a Pinocchio.
What makes you think I can get a boner?
I feel like one half of our table is very closer to the asexual side of the spectrum than the ravenous fucking horn balls on the other side of the table.
No, you want to be careful on that one. I probably actually have some more nasty proclivities than many, just because porn doesn't light me up the way it did at one point.
That's, okay, that's another thing, is that it doesn't.
If Chris isn't choking himself out, like, if he's not on the verge of death, forget about it.
That is not one of my kinks.
People have to be watching, is all.
No, that could be on the list. I'm not confirming or denying.
We're getting closer to the root of it. Right in.
You know, here. I am bi, so I need at least two chicks.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, right.
I also feel like bisexual is an old misnomer now too, right?
I hate them all. I hate all those terms. Yeah. Hetero, homo, bi, queer, all that stuff. I think it's embarrassing that we've had to assign these labels to ourselves so that we can translate to others what we are. I only believe in sexuality with preference. That's all it is. And if you need to kind of put a word close to it, that's one thing. But to let it turn into this crystallized social
that defines you
terminology, I think it's embarrassing, to be honest with you.
Well, I think most people who are warriors for that understand that it's a spectrum. But I also think there are things that benefit the label. I think you can't really be proud without the label for a lot of people. So I don't know. I'd be curious to hear what somebody who's more concerned about their gender or queer identity.
Like the term feminism was like, people are like, no, I'm just a person that believes in equal rights. Why do I have to put a label on that?
Sure.
I'm just not a dick, you know?
Can't change the world.
It's the same thing as saying it.
Sure. Can't change the world by hating men.
Okay, another NoFX lyric.
Yeah,
which is also not a basis of feminism,
but it has perverted to that, and it's started to be lumped into that by the casual observer.
That.
You have to admit there's some Nazi feminism, and you know it.
I mean, there's radicals in every group.
Exactly. Sure. Thank you. Yeah. I feel like
people that go to church are the crazy people on the corner screaming "God's hate fags" and stuff like
For
that.
For sure. Yeah. It's like everything else. It's a spectrum.
Yeah. Yep. I'm inclined to agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just like them scrats. They're on a spectrum of squirrels and rats.
Some are more squirrely, some are more ratty, you know.
Some might be squirts.
Would you have a pet scrat?
They're pretty ugly.
But people have, like,
ugly pets are the best, though. Yeah. Like, those really
hairless mole rats.
Yes.
Like, some people would consider them ugly. I've seen some cute ones.
Hairless cats, even. They look like little old men's balls.
I feel like there's also a hairless rat breed. Like, a normal, like, I don't know, pet rat.
I think there is,
but hairless, yeah.
They do have that, like, picture if you Google, like, the world's ugliest dog. Like, I can't get behind it. Some people are like, oh, it's so cute. And I just, like, the face is just so contorted.
Yeah, I understand ugly cute, but that's taken a little too far.
I'm sure it has a beautiful soul, and I would still love it.
But... So it's on the inside of the scrat.
Again, tell us what you think about scrats. Have you seen one?
Send us pictures.
Do you have a pet scrat? Do you think it's the cutest thing in the world?
Is it scrats have a bad name?
What would you name your scrat?
Write a short story and send it in, and we will read it.
We would love to hear the story of how you got scrats.
Or how the scrat married the rat, you know, when they had the son that was the, you know, the overachiever in his little scrat world.
Mom, I don't belong anywhere. I'm not quite a squirrel. I'm not quite a rat.
And in the end, the mommy scrat gets run over by the subway train. Oh,
is this a Disney movie?
Could be.
Yeah. I mean, the mom Bambi dies in the first 5 minutes. It sounds like Disney to me.
Yeah.
I mean, who coined that term, scrat? Was that like a scientist at all? Well,
what the hell else are you going to call them?
Kid on a... The first person to ever take a picture.
That's like asking me.
Rowl.
It's like asking me who coined the term Bigfoot. You know, I don't know. Somebody in Brooklyn or Queens or somewhere in New York started calling them scrats.
Urban.
Yeah, I was just wondering if it was like some scientist was like, this is half squirrel.
No, we've already learned that like science doesn't support this.
Sure.
You know, because by the laws, they're not in the same genus or whatever.
But has science come up with an explanation? That's like, are they looking at these photos and like...
In the same way that science has come up with an explanation for Bigfoot or the Chupacabra.
No, the top scientists are on this, Rob.
If they're running around Manhattan, yeah.
Listen, you men trying to cure AIDS in there. Stop what you're doing.
We need to classify this animal.
I've got some scrat DNA that I need your eyes on immediately.
Prioritize.
This comes down from the top.
The head rat.
You can tell us what you think. Join our Facebook group, High Mystery Conspirators. We can conspirator together.
Yeah, that's right. That's not conspire.
Right, conspire together.
That's boring, though.
Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. You can email us if you want to get a partnership going at highmysterypodcast@gmail.com. Buy our shirts at highmystery.com. Anything else I need to say?
No. Mm.
Write in the story of the little scrat that could.
Oh, what you guys like to smoke on? I'm curious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
what your favorite strands are, what kind of high it gives you.
Bud, send it on by.
Yeah, we would love to get free stuff from
promote
y'all.
Promote the shit out of that, bud.
We will not stop talking about the free things that you give to us. For now, for High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Robert.
Christopher here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Good night.
Namaste. Good week.